I hope this doesn't sound too self-serving, but I mean, I was aware when I was at school, I mean, I'm explaining this to myself again later on, that I would veer between doing extremely well and extremely badly. And what would determine that was whether I actually understood something or not. Now, most people, I think, in my experience, are content merely to remember. But I can't remember if I don't understand. So there would be things, you know, in chemistry or physics or maths or anything else. I could remember it once I understood it, but I couldn't possibly remember it until I understood it. And I think a number of people are content to be able to remember. I couldn't do that. And I would worry away at something and seem to be dim, you know, because I didn't get it and I didn't understand it. But I think I was kind of after I needed more real sort of logical support for something before I could accept it. And I remember at school, and indeed up until now, I was always thought to be very gullible, you know, because if somebody would sort of suddenly say, this most extraordinary thing has happened, I would actually see the possibility that it could have done before I would see the possibility that he was just sending me up. And because I think I'm kind of alive to the fact that life continually throws very, very strange and unexpected things at us that a very short while later you fitted into your mental landscape and have forgotten how strange it was when you first came across it.